Our scripture for today can be found in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, the 26th chapter and the 3rd verse. I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. Hear these words as I read, and read along with me. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the applying of this, his holy and most righteous word. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father and our God, if you will, we ask that you might let the very words of my mouth and the very meditations of all of our hearts to be acceptable in thy sight, for you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Let all the people of the Lord say amen. Church, on this Seniors Recognition Sunday, I just want to hang these words on the hinges of your mind. The best way to start your day. The best way to start your day. Church, if I were to ask our seniors for a testimony today, I'm sure that all of them would say that they praise God because they woke up. In other words, they're excited because God decided to put them on his wake-up list. Now, there was a commercial years ago about a brand of coffee, and the commercial said that the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Well, it was a popular commercial, but I beg to differ because I know some seniors who would declare that the best part of waking up is just waking up, because there's no guarantee that when you go to bed at night that you're gonna wake up in the morning. And so it doesn't matter whether times are good or whether times are bad, because you're always ahead of the game when you can say to the world and when you can say to yourself that you praise God today because you woke up. So I believe that some seniors would testify that they praise God because they woke up. But then I believe that some other seniors would also testify that they praise God today because they woke up this morning. Because this morning is a new day. This morning is a new opportunity. This morning is a new chance. This morning is a new lease on life. The old folks used to put it like this. The old folks used to say that yesterday is gone and tomorrow may never come. So you ought to praise God for today. Is there anybody here who can testify that it's not a holiday and it's not payday and it's not your birthday and it's not even Friday, but you came to give God some praise because God was gracious enough to allow you to wake up today? And so some church would testify that they praise God because they woke up. Others would testify that they woke up this morning. And then I believe that there are some other seniors who would also testify that they praise God today because they woke up this morning with their mind. And church, I don't know if you know how much of a blessing it is just to wake up with your mind. Because you may be educated and not be in your right mind. You may be rich and not be in your right mind. You may be young and not be in your right mind. So it's a big deal when you can wake up in the morning with your mind. Okay, let me see if I can come get you. Let me see if I can come get you. Do you know how much of a blessing it is when you can wake up in the morning with a reasonable amount of ability to think? I mean, when you can wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and know the name of that person looking back at you. when you can wake up in the morning and you can remember your address, when you can wake up in the morning and you know how to read, when you can wake up in the morning and you can recognize the people in your family. Somebody ought to give God some praise today, because you woke up this morning with your mind. And then, church, I believe that there are some seniors who would testify that they praise God today because they woke up this morning with their mind focused on Jesus. Now, while that's a good thing, that's not always a consistent thing, because some of us, when we wake up in the morning, we wake up in the morning with our mind stressed out on junk. And then there's some others that wake up in the morning with their mind struggling with the journey. Because while they know that God is able to work things out, and while they know that God is able to bring them through, sometimes they wake up and all they can do is focus on the journey. Is there anybody here who knows what it's like to struggle in the journey? That's why some folk, when they wake up, they're not waking up stressed out about junk, but they're struggling with the journey. Because sometimes when we wake up, all we can do is focus on our struggle. And so my question is, seniors, do you know what it's like to just struggle to get out of bed in the morning, and struggle with decisions you've got to make, and struggle with the direction in your life, and struggle with what you ought to do that day, and struggle with where you ought to go, and struggle with who to involve, and struggle with what to add, and struggle with who to subtract, and struggle with how to divide, and struggle with when to multiply, and struggle with how to raise your kids, and struggle with how to pay your bills. Somebody knows what it's like to wake up in the morning and you've got to deal with struggle. And so, because you know that today is not going to be an easy day, you woke up this morning struggling with the journey. But church, the blessing is when you wake up in the morning with your mind focused on Jesus. That's a big deal, church. When you can wake up in the morning with your mind focused on Jesus, that's a mighty big blessing. Because when you can wake up in the morning with your mind focused on Jesus, that's a good start. When you can wake up in the morning with your mind focused on Jesus, that lets you know that that's going to be the beginning of a mighty good day. When you wake up in the morning with your mind focused on Jesus, that helps you to do good on that day. When you wake up in the morning with your mind focused on Jesus, you're apt to hang around good people that day. When you wake up in the morning with your mind focused on Jesus, you know that whatever happens to you that day, God is going to work things out. When you wake up in the morning with your mind focused on Jesus, that's the best way to start your day. Is there anybody here who came to give God some praise because you woke up this morning not with your mind stressed out on junk, or with your mind struggling because of the journey, but you woke up this morning with your mind focused on Jesus? And so, seniors, if you want to wake up in the morning with your mind focused on Jesus, here's the best way to start your day. Number one, you ought to acknowledge God as your source. That's the first point right there. Acknowledge God as your source. In other words, you can't focus on Jesus by yourself, but God's gonna have to help you do it. Because you can't just order it on Amazon. And you can't just take a class, a yoga class, and expect to get your mind focused on Jesus. And you can't ask Alexa And you can't summon Siri, and you can't Google it on the internet, but if you're going to get your mind focused on Jesus, the Lord is going to have to help you do it. That's why the text says, thou will keep him in perfect peace. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, not himself, not his environment, not his people, not his family, not his friends, but thou, meaning God, will keep him in perfect peace because the Lord has got to help him do it. That's why the old folks used to say that this is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. And so, you ought to acknowledge God as your source. And then, if you want to know the best way to start your day, after you acknowledge God as your source, number two, you ought to ask the Holy Ghost to guard your mind. That's the second point right there. Guard your mind. Now, Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, he said that the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. It'll guard your mind. Now watch this, church, watch this. Your mind, if you let it, can have a divine security system because the Holy Ghost can guard your mind. And when the Holy Ghost guards your mind, it'll be a divine security system that will keep your mind focused on Jesus. And seniors, one of the things that we need the Holy Ghost to do every day is to scrub what's already in your mind. Because we got some pre-Jesus stuff that's in our mind. And we got some before Christ sins in our minds. And we got some before Christ thinking in our minds, and we got some before Christ thought processes in our mind. And what we need to do is ask the Holy Ghost to come in like Mr. Clean and scrub up and scrub down all of the things in our minds that are not of God, and all of the things in our minds that don't lead to God, and all those things in our mind that lead to our destruction and the destruction of anybody else. And so if you want the Holy Ghost to guard your mind, then let him scrub your mind of what already is in your mind. But then, church, after the Holy Ghost scrubs your mind, you ought to ask the Holy Ghost to screen out what's trying to get in your mind. You ought to ask the Holy Ghost to screen out what's trying to get in your mind. Now, you know what a screen is, don't you? A screen is that little metal mesh that you put on the outside of the door in the summertime. And you can open the door with a screen on it because the screen lets the air in and it keeps all the bugs out. And so because of the screen, the mosquitoes can't get in. Because of the screen, the flies can't get in. Because of the screen, the bees can't get in. So you can benefit from the good, cool breeze, but the bugs and the insects won't come in. And so when you ask the Holy Ghost to put a screen on your mind, the bugs of badness won't come in, and the mosquitoes of misery won't come in, and the bees of burdens won't come in, because when God guards your mind, he'll put a screen on your mind to screen out what's trying to get in your mind. And so seniors, the best way to start your day is, number one, acknowledge God as your source. Number two, ask the Holy Ghost to guard your mind. But then lastly, ask the Holy Ghost to give peace to your mind. That's the third point right there. Give peace to your mind. Now the text says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And I'm talking about that peace that's indescribable. I'm talking about that peace that can't be found anywhere else. I'm talking about that peace that can be found in the midst of a storm. And seniors, I'm not talking about peace after the storm stopped raging, but I'm talking about a peace that you can get while the lightning is still flashing. A peace that you can get even when the thunder is still rolling. I'm talking about a peace that you can still get when the wind is still blowing. Because while the storms of life are still raging, God can give you peace in the midst of your storm. And then not only will he give you peace in the midst of a storm, but he'll give you perfect peace. Because the text says, thou will keep you in perfect peace if you get your mind stayed on thee. And I love that, church. I love that because God says, I'm going to give you perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on thee. And then God says that he'll give you perfect peace if you trust in him. Because if you trust him, then he'll bless you. And so seniors, trust him in every situation. Trust him when you get in trouble. Trust him when your body is racked in pain. Trust him when you don't know what to do. Trust him when your future seems foggy. And trust him when your back is against the wall. Because if you trust and never doubt, God will surely bring you out. And so you'll know that you got perfect peace, because whatever comes your way, you can trust that God is going to work things out. And God is going to bring you through. And God is going to bring you over. And God is going to help you to overcome. And so seniors, if you have come to a point in your life where you've got to go through some things, instead of worrying about it, and instead of panicking because of it, and instead of doubting God in the midst of it, instead of getting stressed out from your situation, just put your trust in God Almighty, because he is able to give you perfect peace. That's why the songwriter said that when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like seas billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Is there anybody here who has enough peace to believe that it is well? Because God is looking for some seniors to believe that it is well, because you're still alive. It is well, because you've got still blood running warm in your veins. It is well, because you got the activity of your limbs and the articulation of your speech. It is well, because you still got the love for the Lord. It is well, because you're still saved. It is well, because you're a child of the King. It is well, because you still got a reasonable portion of health and strength. It is well, because you got a roof over your head, and you got clothes on your back, and you got food on your table, and you got shoes on your feet. It is well, because God is able to provide for your needs. It is well, because God is able to save your soul. God is able to make you whole. And God is able to do anything but fail. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? If you believe it, say yeah. If you know it, say yeah. If you're glad about it, then let's give God the glory, and let's give God the honor, and let's give God the praise, and say hallelujah.